painted green, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat is painted green, the prettiest boat you ever seen, aha, maha, me riddle I day.
Ah, Lukey's boat got a fine for cuddy, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat got a fine for cuddy, and every seam is chinked with putty, aha, me boys, riddle I day.
Oh, Lukey's boat got high top sails, aha, me boys. Lukey's boat got high top sails, she was planked with...
Welcome to this month's edition of our Working Waterfront with yours truly, Chris Bricker, along with my co-hosts, our Port of Port Townsend's director, Aaron Berg, and Port Commissioner Pam Petronic. It's our monthly update on news and issues surrounding our vibrant maritime community. As of November 1st, Matt Klontz, who grew up in Port Townsend, joined the Port of Port Townsend as its new Director of Capital Projects and Chief Engineer. For 6 years, he was City Engineer and Public Works Director for the City of Sequim and took on the port job, succeeding Mike Love. Matt is an experienced engineer and project manager, including work on huge construction projects that included the new Tacoma Narrows Bridge and Washington State Highways. In the late 2000s, he was transferred to Southern California to work on freeways, light rail, and the expansion of the John Wayne Airport in Orange County. He was with Jefferson County Public Works Department for several years before being hired by Sequim. Matt and his wife, Kiara, also a Port Townsend High School graduate, live just outside of Port Townsend with their two sons, Silas and Arlo. Matt has a Bachelor of Science degree from Washington State University and a Master's in Construction Management from University of Washington. Projects that were small and simple, Matt says, like fixing a sidewalk, became some of the most rewarding projects because I knew the impact it had on people for the better. Something I've always been proud of, says Matt, delivering projects and getting things done. Welcome, Matt Klontz, to our Working Waterfront.
Thank you. Very happy to be here and looking forward to delivering projects for the port now and getting to know the port community, in particular, the working boat yard, you know, the community of Quilisane, the tenants at Point Hudson. Yeah, just very excited to be here. Happy to have a chance to introduce myself to the community.
Well, Matt, as is customary on our program, we turn it over to Aaron to kick everything off with a bit of a recap of this last month's activities. And of course, you are pivotal in what's going on. So, Aaron, take it away.
Well, I think our listeners would probably be surprised if I said anything other than it's been very busy. And that is true. I probably focus on the boatyard this month because it's been really, really busy in the boatyard. We have more boats in the yard than we consider 100% occupancy, which is exciting in a lot of ways. It's also challenging in a number of ways. And as a result of so many boats in the yard, everywhere you look, activity, it really is a remarkable time to take a tour of the boatyard. So for those listening, the next sun break, come down, get a coffee or a taco or a muffin and take a walk through the yard. You'll be surprised at all of the new boats and changes and the number of people working. Just, you know, go slow and pay attention. With all of that in mind, we are working on multiple fronts right now to find more space within the yard, recognizing that the boatyard is a unique environment, one of the few licensed in the state of Washington to allow active boat work, something that the port stewards and cherishes, and something that really can't grow beyond port boundaries. And we got water on one side, a hotel on the other, and a state highway on the other, and then a bluff on the fourth side. So we're looking at how to maximize flexibility within the yard and grow to the north, in particular to the property line along Sims Way. And we're working on a project next year to do some pre-design and permitting to grow west towards the bluff, working with trail advocates, the Peninsula Coalition for Larry Scott Trail Alignment, kind of maximize how people can get to and use the trail and minimize some of the conflicts between trail users and large boat lifts, forklifts, and other heavy equipment. And at the same time, working closely with the county on the possible relocation of the moderate risk waste facility out of the boatyard to a different model, allowing us to recapture that space within the licensed boatyard for active marine trade use. And then the PUD has been just a huge, huge partner of the port, spending dollars and helping us by undergrounding power lines to give us more flexible use of the boatyard and more space within the yard. So just thinking about the few projects I mentioned there without even touching on Point Hudson or Quilcene or what's going on at the airport, Matt has his hands full imagining how we will coordinate the funded projects that are growing the yard to the north, the $2.7 million that we've funded for stormwater improvements in the yard next year, and pre-design coordination permitting for growing to the west. And before I pass it to Matt, I guess by way of introduction, you know, when you think about hiring somebody, particularly in a small community, the scenario as an employer that you imagine is a person grows up here, goes off, attains education, skills, and experience, and then has opportunity to come home and practice those skills. It's so exciting to be able to have Matt come to the Port of Port Townsend, his hometown, with his education and experience and capabilities, and apply his trade here. I just can't imagine how we could have found a better candidate. And this was amongst a pool of finalists who were all very capable of doing this job. So at a time when we're hearing about labor shortages and concerns, I'm feeling very fortunate that we had choice and that Matt chose us and that we're able to be that bridge back home to working in his chosen profession right here for the next generation of people in Port Townsend and Jefferson County. So really excited to have you here and welcome, Matt.
Aaron, thank you for the kind words and very happy to be here. Admittingly, you know, day number 8, there's been at least a dozen projects that we've talked about, and it's a lot to absorb. But at the same time, I think that that challenge is what I found so appealing to coming to the port. Like, this is a time of change. There's great things on the horizon. Now was a good time for somebody like myself to come to work for the port and to offer my talents as a civil engineer and project manager. I'm stepping into a situation where the projects, they're in good position. Mike Love, my predecessor, whose last day is on Friday, has done a great job of kind of positioning everything to go forward. As Aaron, you have, and Pam, you've been supportive. That part's been very clear. Prior to applying, I went back and listened to the meetings to kind of get a sense of the politics and, you know, the temperature, because, you know, in this day and age, there's kind of some toxic politics out there in the communities. But I did not get a sense of that at all with the port and their operation. In fact, what I heard was that there is a community that's behind the port. And I think that's what I found so appealing, was I could come and contribute and be a part of that community. Yeah, absolutely. The next couple of years, there's a lot of work out in front of the port. It'll be challenging, but I think with that, there's going to be a lot of success and accomplishments that hopefully the community can share together.
Two things strike me is that, first of all, I'm always elated to see someone come back home and do good work. That's the whole basis for the existence of a community, the existence of a city. Is that it doesn't dry up.
It does feel good to come home. And I want to say this because I think it's important for people to know. When I went to college, I was prepared. I received a great education from the teachers here and the community members. So I've been waiting to come back and to contribute. But I do want to say thank you to the community and the educators that set the stage for me to get a degree from Washington State University and to earn a degree from the University of Washington. I was prepared. And that's kind of a testament to the community of Port Townsend.
Well, speaking of the community of Port Townsend and the economic structure of Port Townsend, Pam, I think you have a few things you'd like to introduce Matt to.
Well, I really welcome you, Matt. I was a co-leader on the Jefferson County Maritime Trade Economic Impact Study 3 years ago, 2018. And that showed that what happens, what starts at the port with those boats being hauled out, serves the businesses that are right within the port, about 400 and some people. The effects of the boats, they're like our golden egg, that, and it's rippled out into the community. So there's businesses throughout the county that are directly and indirectly related to those boats being hauled out. So I know businesses on Maristone Island that serve our boats in the Port of Port Townsend. I know businesses in Chimicum, Hadlock, Quilcene, Brennan, that are all benefiting from every single boat that goes through our gate. We're like the gatekeepers. And we found that 20% of the jobs in Jefferson County are maritime related. I think that if we did that study again today, it'd be a lot more. So with that, in my interest in the economics, I recently joined the board of the Economic Development Council. And I've also been working with our four intergovernmental jurisdictions towards creating a shared economic vision for Jefferson County. So the Jefferson County Economic Framework, we are going to be discussing this in a public meeting on Thursday, November 18th at 5 p.m. And folks can Zoom or listen live on KPTZ. And it's going to be where all of your four PUD, port, city, and county administrators and 16 electeds will be discussing the economic framework. So you can go to any of our websites for details and then the agenda and join in our conversation. Some of the things that are going to be on the agenda is, what is the purpose of having an economic framework? Why do the four jurisdictions want to get together? And we want to create a shared direction and collaborate on issues of economic importance. And some of those things are where we can all work together and support and enhance projects together better than one of us, one organization could do alone. We're going to talk about our shared values that include social, cultural, recreational, and environmental health. We're going to discuss what each organization does, what projects we can collaborate on. We're going to let the community know that we're committed to complete transparency and effective public engagement on all of our projects and plans. That we want the community to be brought along in the whole process and contribute. We want to talk about, well, what's some effective ways that we can all communicate together with our public between our four jurisdictions. And then we want to talk about, well, what does success look like for Jefferson County? So that's all going to be talked about next week. And excited to have the public join us on that. And that economic framework will provide a foundation and a direction for the Economic Development Council of Jefferson County. We will have a new director for the EDC starting December 1st. And I am very excited to work with this person and hopefully have her join us in our next Working Waterfront show. And she lives here.
Well, we'll be looking forward to that, Pam. Matt, between you and Aaron, you might want to discuss the priorities that we have here. You're up to speed on a lot of them and you're getting up to speed on others. But between the two of you, for the remainder of the time that we have, let's talk a little bit about the priorities here.
Well, there's multiple trains leaving the station at the same time. the challenge that we're handing Matt is we have a number of top priorities. And it's really tricky to figure out how to put them in order, other than, you know, clearly the Point Hudson Jetty project, the train is, you know, the engine's starting to go on that, and we're going to get the green light, we think, soon. That timeline will be driven really by our final permitting efforts and contracting with our granting agencies. And then the boatyard, in terms of our efforts to create generational viability in the yard with more flexible space and more space. And we've got two grants that are going to be turning green right now, and coordinating those efforts will be a heavy lift. So, and then we've got programmed work at the airport, and we're really trying to get to the finish line on developing project schemes in Quilcene that'll need to take shape. So, this is a heavy lift. So I'll toss that one to Matt for how do you prioritize. It's almost how do you prioritize the work of the day versus how do you prioritize the projects.
You know, honestly, it's often just one day at a time. And I think when there's a lot of balls being juggled in the air, the trick is, you know, learning how to add a ball and keep it moving. And sometimes you have to throw a ball higher up in the air so you can juggle two or three and then catch that ball before it hits the ground, that one that you threw way up in the air. So it will be a challenge. But, you know, projects like the breakwater at Point Hudson, there's light at the end of the tunnel. The environmental process is nearly complete. We're hoping to have permits soon in the spring. And then the fun part starts, construction, making the improvement. At least that's my perspective. I know tenants or neighbors will want to see construction come and go as quickly as possible. But as a civil engineer, this is what it's all about, is being able to build meaningful improvements that are going to serve the community for the next 100 years. Pam's comment to me about, you know, the various companies across Jefferson County that kind of rely on the boatyard at the Boat Haven, to me, that really adds a lot of value in these yard expansion projects that we're looking to accomplish. Mobility, you know, being able to access the Larry Scott Trail, you know, the new trailhead alignment that's kind of being talked about. That's exciting. That's what makes all the hard work worthwhile. I know there's going to be challenges without question, but I'm confident that we'll navigate as an organization and as a community to deliver projects.
I really liked your comments about what really matters to you is to be in a position to be able to see the results of your work.
Yeah, absolutely. Being able to see the finished product, and I'm not going anywhere, so I have to live with it. And I have to live with the relationships that are formed along the way between my neighbors, and I have a stake in it too. I'm not just, you know, the port engineer looking to serve the port. I mean, I'm a member of the community. I get it.
That's so important. Pam?
And I wanted to invite the community for a project planning process in Quilcene. That meeting is also next week, November 16th. From 5 till 7, and you can come to the website, find out more, but I believe it's going to be an in-person meeting in Quilcene with our director, Aaron, and deputy director, Eric, and possibly Matt going down there. So lots of projects, lots of community involvement.
It's busy.
Any capper you want to put on this, Matt?
Well, I think, again, just excited to be here. I'm looking forward to the projects, the days ahead. I feel fresh. I'm ready to work hard. What's clear to me, there's really good people that work at the Port of Port Townsend. The port commissioners are supportive. And I get the sense the community is supportive. Those are the main ingredients for accomplishing great things.
Well, Matt Klontz, fresh, ready to start, especially part of the fabric of our community. We want to thank you so much. Our new Director of Capital Projects and Chief Engineer for the Port of Port Townsend. Well, this has been another episode of our Working Waterfront, along with my co-hosts, our Port of Port Townsend's Director, Aaron Berg, and Port Commissioner Pam Petronic. It's our monthly update on news and issues surrounding our vibrant maritime community. Our theme music for the show is Lukey's Boat, performed by Mark Hiscock, Patrick Moran, Chris Andrews, and Mike Kinsella. We'll see you next time on Our Working Waterfront.
Our houses, Lukey, the blinds are down, aha, me boys. Our houses, Lukey, the blinds are down, me wife is dead and she's on the ground, aha, me boys, are it lighty.
Aha, said Lukey, I don't care, aha, me boys. Aha, says Lukey, I don't care, I'll get me another in the spring of the year. Aha, aha, me riddle I day.
Oh, Lukey's boat is painted green, aha, me boys. Oh, Lukey's boat is painted green, the prettiest boat you ever seen. Aha, aha, me riddle I day.